Hello, this is your daily dose of newsroom on Manorama. I'm your host Meenu, and these are the major news stories of Friday, April 26th, 2024. Today, we have an election special episode as Kerala and 12 other states and union territories went to polls in the second phase of the Lok Sabha elections. Polling was held from 7 a.m. in 88 constituencies in this phase. Almost 8 hours in, polling in the 20 Lok Sabha seats in Kerala continued steadily on Friday, with the state registering a healthy turnout of 58.52% as of 4:30 p.m. Kerala began voting at 7 a.m. to decide the fate of 194 contestants in the fray of the Lok Sabha elections. Voting commenced after mock polls were held in the presence of representatives of political parties. Barring sporadic instances of bogus voting and breakdowns of electronic voting machines, resulting in delaying the polling process in the affected booths, the election has largely been incident-free. However, 5 people, 1 booth agent and 4 voters died on the day. While 3 of them collapsed and died, 1 died of a heart attack and the other in an accident. Attingal, Kannur, Chalakudi, Palakkad, Wayanad, Alappuzha and Kasaragod constituencies were leading the percentage chart regarding voter turnout, whereas Ponnani was the slowest. Kerala saw a voter turnout of 77.84% in the 2019 Lok Sabha polls. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court on Friday rejected pleas seeking complete cross-verification of votes cast using electronic voting machines with voter-verifiable paper audit trial. A bench of Justices Sanjeev Khanna and Dibangar Datta delivered 2 concurring verdicts in the matter. Pronouncing the judgment, Justice Khanna said the court has rejected all the petitions, including those seeking to resort back to ballot purpose in elections. The remaining 5 phases of the polls will continue till June 1st, with counting of votes scheduled on June 4th. The first of the 7 phases elections was held last Friday for 102 seats across 21 states and union territories. As many as 1,202 candidates, including prominent faces such as Rahul Gandhi, Om Birla and Hema Malini, will try their electoral luck in phase 2 of the Lok Sabha elections on Friday. The list also includes Congress leader Shashi Tharoor, Union Minister Rajiv Chandrasekhar of BJP and former Karnataka Chief Minister H.D. Kumaraswamy, among others. Of the 1,202 candidates in the fray, 1,098 are men, 102 are women and 2 are from the third gender category. More than 16 lakh polling officials have been deployed across 1.67 lakh polling stations for over 15.88 crore voters, the Election Commission said. In other news, Union Home Minister Amit Shah on Friday said the BJP-led government at the center will implement a uniform civil code in the country as it was a guarantee of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and accused the Congress of advocating personal laws. Amit Shah was addressing a rally at Guna Lok Sabha seat in Madhya Pradesh, from where Union Minister Jyotiraditya Sindhya is contesting as a BJP candidate. Shah also said the Modi government has ended Maoist extremism and terrorism in the country. The Supreme Court has issued a notice to the Election Commission of India over a petition seeking that an election be declared void if the maximum voters have opted for the none of the above or nota option. The bench, led by Chief Justice Deepak Chandrachud, has asked the poll panel to examine the rules surrounding nota. The Union Public Service Commission has released the examination schedule for recruitment test for the year 2025. Candidates can visit the official website of the UPSC to check the complete date sheet for the UPSC exam 2025. Harvey Weinstein's 2020 conviction for sexual assault and rape was overturned by New York's highest court, reopening the landmark case that fueled the Me Too movement and highlighting the challenges of holding powerful men accountable. Many accusers of the former Hollywood movie mogul condemned Thursday's decision, with actress Ashley Judd telling reporters it was an act of institutional betrayal. That brings us to the end of this episode. Thanks for listening to Daily News Stories, hosted by me, Meenu, and produced by Vishnu Muralitharan with technical support from IDBRO Studios. Follow www.onmanorama.com for detailed updates on the latest news, and be sure to come back tomorrow.